I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest-growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016, or check them out at skclv.com.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now, all across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. 1 week from today, we will be in the midst of the 80th Nevada legislature. What can we expect? We'll also talk about the FBI report, which left a lot of folks, shall we say, underwhelmed. Relative to the attack on 1 October. We'll talk about that. Also, the Congress is in the midst of a conference committee where they're hoping to fix immigration reform so that we don't have another government shutdown on February 15th. Joining us, as he does each and every week, my friend Chuck Muth from Citizen Outreach. He joins us on our City National Bank guest hotline. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning, Kevin.
Man, there's so much stuff out there, I don't know where to begin. Let's begin with this 1 October thing. Everybody I have talked to, on air, off air, you look at the newspapers, you look at the op-eds, they're all underwhelmed by this FBI report. It took them 15 months to put it together, and a lot of people just are, let's just say, underwhelmed. Are you?
No, I think... The final report really is pretty close to what we all were told in the beginning, and after the initial investigations took place, that there may just not be, we may never know exactly what motivated this guy. I mean, it's quite possible that there was just nothing in his background that would say definitively, here's why he did it. And it's going to be one of those great mysteries in life that we will probably never know the answer to.
I'm just curious, though, because this guy created so much mayhem. I mean, 58 dead, nearly 900 wounded. And yet, after 15 months, we don't know much more than we did 6 weeks after the attack.
Yeah, and there just was no there to find. I'm quite comfortable in the fact that the FBI and Sheriff Lombardo and Metro Police Department, you know, they went to the nth degree, they went to the ends of the earth to try to find out what the motivation is. Clearly, that's what all of law enforcement would want to know. Hopefully, they might glean some information that would lead to preventing something like this from happening in the future. So, you know, I'm sure they took their time and really did a thorough job trying to find the motivation behind this. And I know the public, would love to know what the motivation was behind it. But in this case, it just appears that we're never going to know.
Is it that maybe we have been CSI'd to death with all these TV shows where, long about 55 minutes into the show, it all becomes clear what happened, and you get a definitive judgment at the end of every show. Here, there's just a lot that's still out there.
Yes, I agree 100%. I think you hit the nail right on the head, Kevin. And I also think that there's probably a little bit of a feeling of, as you said, underwhelming with the results of the report because it took so long. And again, I believe that the law enforcement authorities took their time to make sure they did everything they could to get the information that everyone was looking for. But, you know, this is a little bit of this, I think, also, I hate to bring it back to politics, but, you know, this Mueller investigation of Donald Trump and the whole Russian collusion thing is now stretched into 2 years without any sign that, I guess they're talking about it maybe coming to a close soon, but without really coming up with any kind of evidence of collusion. And everybody's saying, you know, why has it taken 2 years to come up with nothing? And so I think that just as a parallel course, because that's in the news every day as well, that probably is contributing to this feeling of underwhelming sense about the FBI final report.
Well, and that brings us to the issue of the credibility of the FBI itself. Is it possible that maybe the American people, after living through all of this, quote, witch hunt, that maybe they are skeptical of the FBI overall?
Yeah, I hope not. I think that the American public is smart enough to understand that the problems that the FBI has experienced with this Mueller investigation and, you know, all the Comey stuff and the Hillary stuff, that, you know, that's all from the political division of the FBI. But when you get right into, you know, the law enforcement side, you know, criminal investigations, none of what the black guy that the FBI has gotten from, the Comey stuff and the Hillary stuff, none of that translates over to the professionalism of the FBI when it comes to a criminal investigation. And I think the American people understand that and realize that. And it's not a black eye on the FBI, I don't think.
What do you say to the conspiracy theorists out there? And let's face it, there are a ton of conspiracy theorists who think the CIA was involved, that they were doing gun running, that the Mossad, the Israeli intelligence service, that somehow they were involved. What do you say to these people that are absolutely convinced that this thing is more than one shooter and that that maybe other people are involved and there's something that's being covered up?
There isn't a thing that you can say to such people. Look, we still have people debating the Kennedy assassination from over 50 years ago, who are just absolutely convinced that there was conspiracy involved in that. And it's spectacle. There's just nothing you can say to those folks, Kevin.
I would be remiss if I did not ask you about your boot camp last week, which by the way, I think is a tremendous idea, and we've talked a lot about it on air. How did it come off?
It went very well, well enough that we are going to continue doing it. The next one will be February 21st. Folks can get more information by going to campaignmanagementcollege.com, and you'll be able to RSVP for a seat. Seats are limited. There's only about, we're keeping the class small, only about 24 people. But we had a very good crowd. We talked a lot about why candidates and organizations and leaders of grassroots organizations should write a book. And it's not as difficult as people think it is. It's actually very, very simple when you know the secrets, and I shared a lot of those. And in fact, since Thursday night, before I came on the air this morning, I just wrapped up a new manuscript for a new book that I've completed just since last Thursday. So it can be done, and you don't have to be a great writer or even like writing to be able to do it, but you got to know the secrets, and that's what we shared last Thursday.
Who was it that attended your boot camp? Was it prospective candidates? Was it political consultants? What?
It was actually a great mixture. We had a couple of candidates who had run for office before, some successfully, some not successfully. We had some grassroots activists, some campaign managers. So it was a good mix of folks who were just interested in politics and they want to win elections, whether they want to win as a candidate or as a campaign manager or simply because they understand that conservative governance and electing conservative candidates is best for our community, our state, and our nation.
What was the toughest question you fielded at your campaign boot camp?
Oh, boy, that's a good one.
Was there a common theme that you were hearing from prospective candidates or from consultants or from activists? Was there any one theme that kind of wove itself through the session?
No, I don't know that it was one that wove through the session, but I can tell you that probably one of the biggest challenges that candidates and grassroots activists and party leaders face is the notion of fundraising. And I did touch on that a little bit toward the end of the first class, and we're going to go into that much deeper and really focus the one on February 21st a lot. Primarily on fundraising, especially on how to do fundraising with major donors and the things that you have to do to get people to actually open up their checkbook and write you a check.
And once again, just go through that where people can go to find more information on your boot camp. I think it's a great idea, and I think anybody that is even thinking about running for office, people say, well, I could do that. Well, it's a little more difficult than just throwing your hat in the ring, so to speak. Where do people go, and where can they find out more information?
Yeah, it's a lot more difficult. In the old days, they tell you all you have to do is walk door to door and you can win an election, and that just isn't true anymore. To a large extent, thanks to Al Gore inventing the internet, but you can use that internet. Go to campaignmanagementcollege.com and just scroll down to boot camp and click on boot camp, and you'll get all the information you need.
We are less than a week away from the 80th Nevada Legislature. You've been to a lot of these legislatures. You've seen this 120-day sprint to the finish line. And I'm curious what you expect. The Democrats have a supermajority in the Assembly, not a supermajority in the Senate, thanks Keith Pickard, and 24 voters that put them over the top. Can you talk a little bit about what we should expect? Is this going to be Steamroll City, where whatever the Democrats want, the Democrats get?
Steamroll City, baby. Get used to it. Buckle up. It's going to be ugly. And you mentioned that the Democrats do not have a supermajority in the state Senate by virtue of Keith Pickard winning his race. I forget. You may remember the number
votes.
Off the top of your head.
I think it was 24 votes.
Two dozen votes. So that's technically true. Unfortunately, Kevin, the reality is that while they may not technically have a supermajority, there are at least a half a dozen Republicans in the state Senate who will roll over, switch sides, flip-flop, and vote with the Democrats, including on tax hikes. I mean, we saw it in 2015 when just tax increase in state history. So you can expect that again. If they need one vote, they will either threaten or cajole enough Republicans to get the two-thirds that they need. So it is going to be an ugly, ugly session if you're a conservative Republican in Nevada.
Of the eight, there's just eight Republicans in the state Senate. Is there anybody in particular you worry about flipping?
I worry about all of them. I think that you probably have two or maybe three conservatives that you can depend on most votes. Fortunately, one of those is Senator James Settlemyer, who is a solid conservative, and he's also now the Senate Minority Leader. So that's a little silver lining around a very dark cloud. The other is the new freshman state senator, Ira Hansen, who previously served as a conservative member of the state assembly, conservative Republican. And I think Pete Okechea, just by virtue of the fact that he represents rural Nevada, as often as not will probably come down on the conservative side on a lot of these issues. But the rest of them, there ain't no guarantee. Any of the rest of them could flip on a heartbeat, depending on what the bill is.
January 16th, you saw State of the State. Your impressions of that first major speech by Steve Sisolak, the new governor of the state of Nevada?
You know, it was the exact same impression that I got throughout the campaign, the general election campaign, and frankly, his primary campaign. He touted all manner of government programs and increased government spending, but the big question back then and today and through the upcoming session will be, how are you going to afford it? How are you going to pay for it? And he has said that he's not going to raise taxes, but, you know, you can't just keep spending money. We, unlike the federal government, aren't allowed to do deficit spending. We are required by law to have a balanced budget. So you either have to cut spending in one place to increase it in another, or you're going to have to raise taxes. And it's unfortunate that Governor Sisolak is doing what a lot of Republicans have done over the years. He's now playing that game where he said, well, I said there won't be any new taxes. But he had, you know, it appears however, that doesn't mean that we won't raise some old taxes. And that's the, you know, the out, that's the loophole that they always seem to find.
And when, and I'm not a constitutional attorney or anything like that, but I'm curious, is raising old taxes the same as creating new taxes? I mean, from a legal standpoint? I mean, could somebody challenge that?
Yeah, I'm going to let the legal scholars debate that, because I know there's been questions over the years on whether or not an effort to continue or extend a, quote, temporary tax is an actual tax increase. And again, it's the kind of word games these politicians play. And this, Kevin, this is why I am so adamant about getting candidates to sign the Taxpayer Protection Pledge, because it takes that loophole, it takes those weasel words out of the equation. It says that I, Joe Candidate, promise the constituents of my district that I will oppose and vote against any and all efforts to increase taxes, whether it's a new tax or an old tax, any and all efforts to increase taxes. And that's why I think the Taxpayer Protection Pledge is so important. If you're a conservative, you don't want government to grow, to support candidates who sign that Taxpayer Protection Pledge. It's the only protection you got.
Okay, lightning round in our final couple of minutes. Conference committee in our nation's capital is debating this whole thing about government shutdown, border wall, border security, humanitarian crisis. What happens before February 15? Do we get a solution? Do we get white smoke from the so-called conference committee?
Yes, we will get a solution this time, and here's the reason why. During the government shutdown, there was no deadline. The president said over and over again, hey, you know, this could go on for months. So there was no deadline. It didn't, no one was forced to come to the table and come up with a solution. Now we have a deadline. The president said, you've got 3 weeks to make this happen. And if not, I'm going to take action unilaterally by issuing that executive order declaring a national emergency. Now, it will be challenged in court. The president may win, he may not win, but there is an absolute solid deadline in place now, which will require that conference committee to come up with something. And I will almost guarantee whatever they come up with is not going to make anybody happy, but it will resolve this issue once and for all. Well, not for all, but at least for the foreseeable future.
Hey, Chuck, we're flat out of time, but I do want to make sure folks who want to find more about you and about your writings and what you're up to, you are an advocate on so many levels. Where can people find you? Where can people see your stuff?
Yeah, go to NevadaNewsAndViews.com and just sign up for my email newsletter, and I'll keep you posted on what's going on, all things conservative here in Nevada and nationally.
You always do. Chuck, thanks. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you again next Wednesday.
You too. Thank you, Kevin.
There you go. Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach, joining us. There's so much I didn't get to. Kamala Harris, Medicare for All, so much stuff we didn't get to. We'll do that coming up next week. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Wednesday. It's Hump Day. It is live and local now.
My fellow men, it's time to reclaim your love life. Take a stand against ED. No needles, no side effects, no surgery, and no pills. If you've been affected by ED, there is a better way. Call the doctors at Peak Health. Put the spontaneity back in your love life. Call Peak Health today, 702-625-4334, 702-625-4334. That's 702-625-4334 or peakhealthlife.com.
It keeps getting better and better at Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks. Hey, Kevin Wall here. The fun begins every afternoon, 4 till 6:30, with the best happy hour in the Vegas Valley. Mondays are extra special at Rhythm Kitchen. Enjoy happy hour all night long. And on Mondays, you get 50% off every bottle of wine under $100. Every day, Rhythm Kitchen features New Orleans-style seafood specialties. Crawfish etouffee, beignets, jambalaya. Like I said, it just keeps getting better and better. Rhythm Kitchen also features a banquet facility. So book your corporate events, birthday, anniversary, holiday parties, or any other celebration. Call Chris at 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438. Great food, incredible five-star service. I just love it. Open every day at 4, serving prime steaks and seafood. Rhythm Kitchen, located on South Decatur, just off the 215.
Hello, this is Nathan Taylor, President and CEO of the Taylor Consulting Group. Have you been wanting to start a business, but just can't seem to find the time to go through the mountains of paperwork the government requires? Are you just overwhelmed by the bureaucracy and the burdensome regulations? Well, fear no more, because the Taylor Consulting Group is your one-stop shop for all your business consulting needs. Whether it's starting a restaurant, a tavern, or a cafe, our knowledgeable staff will guide you through the licensing process. We specialize in gaming licenses, liquor licenses, and land use consulting. Don't wait any longer to make your entrepreneurial dreams come true. Contact the Taylor Consulting Group today at 702-483-7045. That's 702-483-7045. 702-483-7045. Or visit our website at thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. That's thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. At the Taylor Consulting Group, your success is our business.
For many, open enrollment 2019 closed on December 15th. Not if you're self-employed or an independent contractor. You have plenty of time to enroll. In fact, you can enroll up until February 28th for a March 1st effective date. Anyone who's paid on a 1099, has had a Nevada business license for at least 6 months, or is a member of the Real Estate Association, GLVAR, has the opportunity to enroll into better coverage for lower premiums. For more information, call Patrick Casale of the MultiCare Group, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. The opportunity to buy better plans is now a reality. Lower deductibles, better premiums with national access networks is now an option. Call me, Patrick Casale, at the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449, and find out the options do exist. For more information, check out my website, The MultiCare Group. That's themulticaregroup.com.
My fellow men, it's time to reclaim your love life. Take a stand against ED. No needles, no side effects, no surgery, and no pills. If you've been affected by ED, there is a better way. Call the doctors at Peak Health. Put the spontaneity back in your love life. Call Peak Health today, 702-625-4334, 702-625-4334. That's 702-625-4334 or peakhealthlife.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Stick around. We have just scratched the surface. We got Jim Yoder, our eyes and ears from the Coachella Valley. He'll be joining us after 11 o'clock. Stick around. A lot to do as we continue. It's Hump Day. It is live and local now.
And when the band plays Hail to the Chief, that point the cannon at you now.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Give it away. all across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It's live and local now. Right now, even as we speak, this so-called conference committee, representatives from the House, from the U.S. Senate, are meeting behind closed doors. Why is this meeting behind closed doors? It's the people's money. It's the people's representatives. And yet, is there something they're going to be talking about that's classified? I mean, is there stuff that they're going to be talking about that maybe would in written form have to be redacted? I mean, we're talking about our immigration policy. We're talking about a border wall. We're talking about the humanitarian crisis along our southern border. Why is it, I mean, are we a bunch of children? Why is it they can't talk in front of us? Are they going to have to start spelling stuff? You know, we may have to raise T-A-X-E-S. Don't let the kids know that we're going to be doing this. What a crock. Steve Scalise is in those meetings. He is the House Minority Whip. And yesterday he was on with Neil Cavuto. Because ultimately this comes down to, will Nancy Pelosi be able to, allow a settlement on this border showdown? This was Steve Scalise. This is cut four yesterday with Neil Cavuto on Fox News.
Are we going to be looking at another shutdown in 16 or 17 days?
I hope we're not, Neil. And the president laid out the things that are needed to secure our border. Nancy Pelosi said she wouldn't negotiate during the shutdown. Okay, now the shutdown is over for the time being. Will she finally start being willing to put a dollar amount on the table to say how much is she willing to put together to support securing the border? It's going to take at least $5.5 billion. Our experts that risk their lives have said that's what it will take to secure the border. What's Nancy Pelosi willing to now put on the table since we're out of the shutdown?
If it's not $5.5 billion, then what?
Well, it's got to be a serious, credible offer. Her only credible offer, not credible, the only offer she put on the table up until now is a dollar, Neil. It was a ludicrous gesture. A few weeks ago, she said she would support a dollar for border security. Okay, let's talk serious. What is your offer? If it's not $5.7 billion, which is what the experts said, then what is your number and how do you back it up? Are you willing to secure the border and give our patrol agents, the Border Patrol agents, ICE agents, the tools that they need?
So let's say it is a dollar and she doesn't budge from that. Then what?
Well, I don't think that's a tenable position for most Democrats. We started seeing over the last few weeks more and more Democrats coming to our side. Even Steny Hoyer, the majority leader, said physical barriers ought to be a part of the solution.
That's right.
While Nancy Pelosi is, I think, catering to the far left elements of her base, most Americans recognize you have to secure the border. The open borders crowd on the left might be representing a narrow element of the liberal base, but most Americans want to secure the border. We're the most generous nation in the world in immigration. We let more than 1 million people in a year legally, but we have to secure the border to stop the drugs and the criminal elements that are coming into our country every single day.
So this is all going to get done behind closed doors. This scares me because I just don't. I feel like when we're not included, when we don't have a seat at the table, and I'm talking about people like you and me, that's a bad thing. I've got some good news for my veteran friends, both male and female. The Department of Veterans Affairs today unveiled proposed new rules to allow vets more options to get private care at taxpayer expense rather than drive halfway to Timbuktu to visit a VA facility. Our state of Nevada, has been emblematic of the problems that the VA has encountered. Right now, veterans who live more than 40 miles from the closest VA facility or have to wait longer than 30 days for a VA appointment can opt to get private care paid for by the VA. Well, the proposed rules changes are geared to drive time. 60 minutes for specialty care, 30 minutes for primary and mental health care. and the acceptable wait time would shrink to 20 days. If finalized, after a, I guess they're going to have a public comment period. I wonder how many vets will have to die before this becomes, you know, the law. That's what's so sad. And to my veteran friends, you made the sacrifice. And so many times we talk about the tacit deal that we made with you. You put your life on the line. You give up maybe life and limb, and we'll take care of you when you come home. And what we're finding is we're not doing a very good job of taking care of them. So to my veteran friends, this is a step forward. Is it all the way? No. But let's see what the public says. And then let's put this into practice. And this is going to be geared more towards drive time than anything else. 60 minutes for specialty care, 30 minutes for primary and mental health care. And the acceptable wait time would shrink to 20 days. And that's that. And any improvement would be a really good thing. Everybody and their brother on the Democrat side is scared to death of Howard Schultz. Howard Schultz, the founder and former CEO of Starbucks, he is contemplating a presidential run as an independent. Independent. He's going to self-fund his campaign. He'll spend $1 billion or more if he needs to. And again, a lot of the stuff he says is pretty okay stuff. I mean, he rails against the liberals. But the Democrats are scared to death because they know that if he runs and if he survives the first couple of primaries, he can shift the general election to Donald J. Trump, and they don't want that. I tell you what, if I were Trump, I'd be contributing to Howard Schultz. Because I'd want him. I'd want him in the race. Coming up, I'll let you hear from an advisor to Howard Schultz. And how much of a long shot is this? Again, you don't have the party backing. Tom Perez, the chair of the Democrat National Committee, says, hey, get in the race on the Democrat side. It's okay. We'll treat you okay. We've seen how the Democrats treat candidates that are not plugged in. I mean, if you need expert testimony, try Bernie Sanders and the WikiLeaks emails and how they tried to screw him. They tried to screw Bernie Sanders, and they cost him the nomination probably, just so they could get their girl Hillary in. How did that? By the way, how did that work out for you? Stick around. We're gonna take a quick break. Coming up, Bill Burton, former Obama aide, and why he's an advisor to the independent candidate for president. He's not a candidate yet, but he says he's looking at it. Howard Schultz. It's all coming up live and local now.
My fellow men, it's time to reclaim your love life. Take a stand against ED. No needles, no side effects, no surgery, and no pill. By ED, there is a better way. Call Peak Health. Put the spontaneity back in your love. Call Peak Health today. 702-625-4. 702-625-4334. That's 702-625-4334 or peakhealthlife.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes.
But boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hello, this is Brent Jones again, owner of Real Water and Real MMA. As a Nevada businessman, I understand how difficult it can be to stay in business and remain profitable. Taxation, excessive regulation, employment issues, lawsuits, competition, increases in supply cost. The list goes on. That is why a group of concerned business owners formed the Real Chamber of Commerce. We need a pro-business environment in our great state. Unfortunately, taxes have increased dramatically this past year, and regulation just keeps increasing, making it harder and harder to make ends meet. We must take Nevada back. The Real Chamber will work hard on your behalf to fight against additional tax increases and more regulation. You need a chamber that is truly on your side. That is the Real Chamber of Commerce. Please, join Real Water and other concerned business owners. Get involved and help take Nevada back. For more information, go to realchamberofcommerce.com. That's realchamberofcommerce.com or call 702-521-0632.
I'm Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy. In 2017, the state's only funded educational choice program was given an extra $20 million to help low-income kids find better schools. Now Governor Sisolak says he doesn't want to keep that funding in the budget. His plan to slash the program could mean nearly 1,000 low-income students are going to lose their scholarships and be forced back into schools that didn't work for them in the first place. In 2017, the Nevada Teachers Union promised they would roll this program back or even eliminate it. Unless parents start pressuring their lawmakers today, it looks like the union might just have their way. That's why it's more important than ever for parents to let the governor and the legislature know that improving education should mean helping kids get in the classrooms where they can truly succeed, not taking away the very scholarships that make it possible. Your voice, your phone call could be what makes a difference. So visit NevadaPolicy.org, sign up for our emails, and you can get involved this legislative session on this issue and all the other issues we're keeping a close eye on in 2019. I am Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Light your liberty. Starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To find out how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
As promised, we're going to let you hear from Bill Burton. Bill Burton, for those of you that don't know, ran a PAC that supported the president, former President Obama. He has worked in the Obama White House. He is an Obama guy, and he is now a paid advisor to Howard Schultz. Howard Schultz, former CEO, founder, Starbucks. And by the way, here's a guy just had a great idea, and now it's Starbucks. And he has since left Starbucks. But Bill Burton, the former Obama aide on why, this is cut one, by the way, and it's why he is an advisor to an independent, not a Democrat, but an independent candidate for who at least says he's looking at running for president, Bill Burton and Howard Schultz.
Well, let me start with what probably every one of your former colleagues is asking. Number one, are you still a Democrat? And number two, why are you doing this?
I am a Democrat. Been a Democrat my whole life and am going to continue to be one. I'm doing it because I think Howard's a great guy. And I think that he loves his family. He loves his country. He wants to make America a better place. And I think that being with him on this journey as he figures out whether or not he ought to run for president is pretty exciting. And I will tell you that one of the things that's so great about it, and I've been in politics for a long time, as you can tell from the gray hair on my head, the thing that's so cool about it is that it's Democrats, it's Republicans, there's people who are formerly in the military, former journalists. It's a diversity of people that I've never experienced in politics. And for us to come together and work on this together has been a really amazing experience.
Obviously, you know the way Twitter works and social media. There's a certain op-ed you wrote in 2016 for the Sacramento Bee that's been making the rounds. Let me put up a piece of it. If Steiner, Libertarian candidate Gary Johnson, eat into Clinton's support even a little, that could matter in a close election. And in the same way, I would bet that Ralph Nader, or at least many of his supporters, wishes that he didn't help to make George W. Bush our 43rd commander-in-chief. I suppose Stein supporters would not want to be in the position of explaining to their kids how they helped make Trump president. Why should you not eat those words today?
A couple of things. Number one, Howard Schultz is not Jill Stein. Jill Stein was in that race because she thought that the two parties were too close together. The two candidates were too close together. What Howard Schultz thinks is that the polar opposites of the parties are so far apart, but the American people are close together. And maybe what we need is a choice for the American people to choose something different, a different path, a different kind of outcome, a different kind of politics in America. And secondly, I just think that he, first of all, hasn't made the decision to run. But if he did, I think we can agree that it would be a more serious effort than what Jill Stein put together.
That was Bill Burton with Chuck Todd on MSNBC yesterday. Tom Perez made the rounds. Tom Perez, if you don't know, he's a guy that is deeply troubled. I mean, some of the stuff he said on the stump and some of the anger that comes from him is incredible. But Tom Perez is the Democrat National Committee chair and was on with Brett Baer last night talking about, and this cut too, talking about potential presidential wannabe Howard Schultz. This is what he had to say.
I want to ask you about Howard Schultz. There's a ton of reaction on the left about Schultz potentially getting in this race. I mean, a lot of it. He's not even in yet. Is that a real threat to your potential candidate?
Well, listen, I have respect for Howard Schultz. If he chooses to get in the race, I hope he gets in the Democratic Party. We'll treat him very fairly.
Clearly, you're saying he's not, though.
Well, what I tend to agree, again, Mayor Bloomberg, I think it was, who said, I've studied independent runs, and what an independent run would do in 2020 is simply split the anti-Trump vote and help Donald Trump get reelected. And Howard Schultz himself said, I'm only going to run if there's a real pathway to victory.
You know, Mark Cuban, businessman,
simply being a spoiler.
Businessman Mark Cuban tweeted out today, if 21 months before an election, you don't believe your candidate's platform is strong enough to win an election with independent candidates, you might want to rethink who you support. Saying, why are you scared of Howard Schultz?
I welcome anyone who wants to get into the Democratic primary race for president of the United States. That's why we have built a process that's fair and open and transparent. We're going to have double-digit field of candidates in our first debate, in all likelihood, and that's why we've set forth a very, very open process so that we'll do it on two nights in a row if necessary. We'll draw lots so that it's totally fair. And if Howard Schultz or Michael Bloomberg or any other one of the potential candidates decides to run, we're going to make sure they have a fair shake.
Well, and the fact is that he's going to have a stable of candidates. Many, many are going to be to the left of Elizabeth Warren. And that should scare all of us. This whole notion about socialism, taking from the rich and the middle class and giving it to the poor and the nearly poor. That's a scary, scary thing. Frank Luntz. In fact, let's go to cut eight. Because Frank Luntz is a pollster. We've had him on the show many times before. We've had members of his company because they do a lot of studies here in Las Vegas. But Frank Luntz was on with Laura Ingraham. And I want you to listen to some of the scary polling he has seen among young people i.e. the future of our nation, relative to socialism. 10 years, 15 years from now, will we be a socialist country? Is that possible? Will capitalism be dead? Listen to Frank Luntz last night with Laura Ingraham.
So what do you think of the latest socialist fad you heard in our A block, Frank? When people actually find out it costs them money, that's when they say, well, wait a second. Maybe this green thing isn't so great. Maybe Medicare for all. Hold your horses. Stop the presses. Maybe I'm learning something. What do you make of this?
Well, I can give you the statistics behind it. We polled 18 and 29-year-olds. 58% of them, 18 to 29, 58% believe socialism is a better economic system than capitalism, and only 34% chose capitalism. The remainder actually chose communism. So you now have a majority of young people who believe in Bernie Sanders, and that has been increasing over time. If you go back 25 years, it was only a third of young people. Do they become more conservative over time? Absolutely. But we've never had a young generation who's more ideologically unattuned to what their parents and their grandparents think.
Well, that's because we never had universities quite this radical or a media quite this involved in the spreading of these untruths about the free market, et cetera. And we have CEOs, Frank, that are running for cover. I mean, these CEOs who have been doing well in the Trump economy, they better get out there, get out from under their desks and start defending this way of life in this country, or they're going to find themselves, you know, I guess, running for the next plane to the Bahamas or somewhere else they can hide their money.
Yeah. That's what I think is maybe the most dangerous thing in politics right now, is this tilt to the left, to socialism, to abandoning capitalism. I firmly believe that. One of the things that I think is probably scarier than anything, the fact that our young people, they believe in socialism. They believe. And these are the people that are going to be voting in elections for the next 40 years. Now, will they become more conservative? Or will they believe that we should take from one sector of our economy and just hand the wealth over? Just give it to them. That's what we're talking about. I want to remind you, Valentine's Day, just around the corner, and believe me, you do not want to forget Valentine's Day. So why don't you celebrate this year at Ichabod's? Thursday, February 14th, beginning at 3 p.m., you and your main squeeze can choose from veal marsala, walleye, surf and turf, lamb chops, and my personal favorite, succulent prime rib. Oh, give me an end cut, please. Ichabod's. Call them right now. Make reservations for Valentine's Day. Don't be left out. Don't be left out. I want to make sure that you... No, I'm serious. So make sure you make the call now to Ichabod's. Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Stick around. Coming up, he spent 30 years on the job. He's really a dynamite guy, and he cares so much for cops on the beat, cops on patrol, undercover cops. He's done it all. He's Randy Sutton. What does he think of the FBI's 3-page report on 1 October? It killed 58, and nearly 900 wounded. That's all next, live and local now.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.